Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Everybody's just walking around. Taking a photo of yourself? They call it a selfie. I can't even say the word without sweating. I can't stand the word. I call it taking a lonely. Do you know how alone you gotta be? That you can't find anybody to take a photo? That you got 838 photos of yourself in your bathroom? What are you doing? What are you doing?
That's Andrea Darlis' future ex-husband, Sebastian Maniscalco. You love him, don't you?
Oh, God. I absolutely adore him.
Chicago Theater on March 3rd. Why am I telling you now? Because he's also going to be in Rosemont at the theater there on March 10th. The tickets are available this Friday at SebastianLive.com. Andrea, if you have respect for the restraining order, I'm sure I can get you tickets.
I'm already first in line.
Sebastian launching his new Stay Hungry Tour in 2018, which includes dates in 15 cities, wherever you're listening around the country this morning. And his new one-hour Showtime comedy special, Why Would You Do That?, which was filmed at the Beacon in New York, continues to be major clickbait. Let's go to Sebastian live from sleepy Los Angeles. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yes, I am coming to Rosemont in Chicago, and I'm from Arlington Heights, so you have to give the people of Chicago an option for a suburb show.
Yeah, of course you do. Of course. We're not going to drive down for just anything.
Yeah, people from Mount Prospect ain't going to go on the 90 for the Chicago theater show, so we can give them Rosemont.
Here's the other thing that comes up. And, Sebastian, you know this, because the older you get, this comes up more and more often. It can be the best, the coolest thing ever. And what's the second question you have? The first question is, when is it? Maybe you throw in, how much does it cost? The question right after that is, what's the deal on parking? Where am I going to park? What about the parking?
Big downtown, right? Nobody wants to pay, $25, $30 to park in the city.
Where am I going
to
park? Hey, they got the valet. Where am I going to park?
Yep. But it's going to be good. It's going to be good to come home to Chicago. And I think one of these shows is just going to be family and friends, the amount of ticket requests I'm getting. So, I'm looking forward to coming home.
It's unfortunate because both of these venues are fairly large. And if you're giving out 2,000-3,000 comps, that's going to cut into your revenue.
Oh, totally. Totally. Well, my father doesn't care. My father wants like 60, 75 tickets just to pass out to his salon. He works at a hair salon, so I think he's walking around the salon giving it to his clients, so should be fun.
Sebastian, I think of you every time I go to the airport, well, in many ways, but when I see the people, I love how you say they don't even want us to be there, and then the TSA, that's our first line of defense. Is it getting better as you travel throughout the world?
Absolutely not. I mean... If you're looking at the TSA around the country, we're in trouble. So, no, it's not getting any better. If anything, it's getting worse at airports. Just the way people dress. It's just, I don't know. What happened to, you know, when you see the world sees you. You go to a gate now, it looks like a slumber party. People are laying on their pillows. Who's bringing their own pillows on the plane?
Right, right. And sweatpants with flip-flops.
Yeah.
Who needs to see your feet?
Or smell.
Right out of bed, right to the gate. It's not good at all. So,
by the way, if I worked for TSA and Sebastian came through and I saw the special, I would turn your suitcase inside out. I would turn your laundry inside out. I wouldn't refold it. I would just look for anything I could find. I'd keep an extra stash of contraband around just for you.
You know what? It's funny you say that. The TSA.
They love you.
They're taking pictures. They love it. They know they stink.
Hey, how's it being a new dad? How's the baby?
Oh, it's so good. I mean, we're blessed. We have a baby that sleeps 12 hours a night, doesn't wake up, no crying, the cutest little baby you've ever seen. So for me and my wife, it's been so fun. I mean, she's 6 months old, and she couldn't be a better baby. So, yeah, it's... you know, people go, oh, are you, you know, so early you're getting up to do press. It's like, I don't know, not really. It's a you know, like all these parents you talk to, you're going to wait till you have kids. We're having a ball.
Yeah. Yeah. But trust me, you're preaching to the choir. By the way, the baby's got your hair.
Baby's got more hair than I got.
Yeah, but it's your styling. Are you combing her hair to make her look like dad?
No, I think that's my wife's ordeal. She's on hair duty. Yeah, the baby came out with a full head of hair. Beautiful, beautiful head of hair. And I don't know where she gets that from because I'm losing it. My father's bald. But she's got a nice head of hair.
Yeah, I don't want to bring it back to your father, but can you trust a bald stylist?
No, you can't. My dad had a bald haircut. This is in 1989. His style was bald with a ponytail. That was my father.
Now, when family, we're going to run out of time here, but family times, I think of you, Sebastian, your big family. Nothing stresses you out quite like family, or it stresses all of us out. But Thanksgiving's coming up. Is that a good time for you?
Well, Thanksgiving is spent at my in-laws, and they're, like, very organized with their Thanksgiving. They have, like, place cards of where you sit. It's like assigned seating.
Mm-hmm.
And in my house, at Thanksgiving, growing up, it's like, get a seat or you're eating on the floor. There was no, like, assigned seats. Over there, there's, like, little place cards, and my mother-in-law's beautiful decoration on the table, and the food, you know, everything looks fantastic. And coming from an Italian family, it's just you put it on a plate and you throw it on the table, and it's like sharks going after food, like chum. So, yeah, it's totally different. My wife comes from a better cut of cloth than I do. They got money on that side. So when we go over there, it's totally different.
How disappointed was her father when she introduced you to the family?
My father's looking for an invite. Over
No. Her dad, or whoever is in her life still. How disappointed when she brought you home?
No, hey, you know what? They love me.
Well, they love you now, but I'm talking about the first time.
They need me in that family over there. Believe me, I'm honest.
Yeah. Plus, you got tickets, comps.
Plus, I got tickets.
Exactly. Everybody's got comps. All right. So again, tickets on sale on Friday. Sebastian Maniscalco. He's going to wrap this sucker up at Radio City, which is pretty cool in and of itself. But prior to that, two gigs in Chicago and one, as you say, a mandatory suburbs visit as well, not far from where you grew up in Arlington Heights. So what's the website you send people to all the time?
SebastianLive.com, and I'm giving people the opportunity to get the tickets early today. They go on sale at 10 o'clock, and the code is HUNGRY, so you could get your tickets early if you're listening to the show.
Yeah, and who isn't? Don't go back to bed. I'm sure you got another call to make. Nice talking to you again.
I do. Take care.
See you later. Sebastian Maniscalco. And if you don't know Sebastian's act, here's a clip.
Immigrant parents, they put you to work real early, okay? Been working since I've been 8 years old. Watching TV, my father walked in the living room. He's like, hey, go start a business. Now? They told me, growing up, who had what I wanted in the neighborhood. They didn't buy us anything. We're like, Dad, can we get a dog? Hey, you want a dog? Three houses down, they got a dog. You want to pet something with fur? You walk three houses down, you pet the dog, and then you come back here and cut my grass. What?
It's Sebastian Maniscalco. Tickets again on Friday.